Hello? No, they say. All right, yeah. What?
Let me do a sound check.
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, you're good. All right, what do you got?
God,
what do you got?
Sean, are you gonna have fun doing the editing for this episode today?
It's not that bad. Did you call him to make fun of that guy? Of the guy with the chewing on his retainers?
A tiny bit, because I had to listen to him fucking smacking his lips every 5 minutes. But why do you fucking care how old Kyle is? He's 17. In most places around the world, that's a fucking adult. Why do you care so much about the kid's age?
It's not an adult in his own brain. Your brain doesn't stop developing until you're 25.
But that doesn't mean you don't know right from wrong at the same time.
You were fucking cheering me on when I told you my story last year about me chewing those two Christian dudes.
Well, because they came to abduct you in the middle of the night.
Oh, that's you?
Wasted them.
Those Antifa guys came after him, and one of them shot at him, another one bashed his head with a fucking skateboard. That's not self-defense?
Of course it's self-defense. I'm happy that he killed people who were trying to attack him, but I don't want him there in the first place. Like, kids and people are getting talked into putting themselves in danger for what is political theater. And I hate that. I hate that men are whipped up.
The fucking governor's a goddamn cuck. The police got told to stand down. Trump can't do anything because the federal government doesn't have that ability to do that.
Trump can send in the National Guard at any time. All he has to do is say, hey, U.S. Army, go in there and stop this. But it will look so bad for him that it'll cost him votes. Like, all of this on both sides is just, I don't want to do anything because it will cost me votes. The Trump side
just play the people as pawns.
So now you're still okay with the federal government just abusing its power?
Say that again. Say it again.
You're fine with the federal government just being able to abuse its power and completely override the state, right?
Bro, I think Trump should have stopped. I think Trump should have sued the states for locking everybody down for COVID. Like, I think that was unconstitutional. And if I was president, I would have said, that's fucking unconstitutional. I'm taking it to the Supreme Court to stop all this shit on day one. And I don't care if it costs me the reelection. Like, that's what he should have done as if he says, OK, so Santa Clarita, right? Mm-hmm. Where I grew up. Mm-hmm. Very, very red. Very red.
Yeah.
They had the National Guard there just at the suggestion that there might be riots. The mayor said, bring them in. National Guard showed up. That's what happens in Republican strongholds.
I didn't know they had the National Guard in Santa Clarita.
It happened in Arizona where Jake or Logan Paul went. The government's like, no, you're not fucking having this shit where I live.
Yeah.
And he called the guard. Yeah. But then, what do you do when your governor and your mayor say, oh, no, we want the protests, we want the riots? And I kind of have to say Trump's doing the smart thing here by not prying his hand too much, because you want him to fucking lose and have Biden and Kamala in charge for 4 to 8 years?
I fucking don't. What you do is you realize that it's not the mayor and the governor, it's all of the sick people you live with. It's the 70% of people that you live with in LA for me, in California, who have this weird self-harm agenda where they want to prostrate themselves for an angry mob that is also them. Like, they want to bend over and be fucked. It isn't the governor that's doing this. It's the governor doing this through the power of the people. Like, he's exercising their will. If it was a problem for me, if I lived in LA, if I lived in downtown and had a business downtown, I'd have been planning for this since day fucking one, because I know how sick this city is. Mm-hmm. I know how sick.
That's what Kyle did when he went out there. He went out there because his boss asked him, hey, can you give me a hand defending my fucking property?
For what? This is my advice since day one of this show. Fuck you, pay me. You want me to risk my life like I'm a fucking black ops Halliburton agent?
It's his fucking job. Guess what? If his boss's fucking job burns down, you don't have a fucking job anymore.
Bro, do not risk your life for your job. In fact, do a shitty job. Do a shitty job until they pay you to do a better one. Never, never risk your life for your job. Don't even spend your weekend on your job. Never think about it. Think about your own shit. I've been consistent about this.
The job too. The kid grew up there. The kid lives there. Kenosha is less than 20 minutes from where he lived. People keep saying that he crossed state lines. Where the fucking kid lives is less than 20 minutes. That's like me saying I crossed state lines to go over to Jersey and I can physically walk across the fucking border.
Kenosha looks like it was destroyed by an atomic bomb. if you are going to risk your life for something, do not piss it into an ocean of piss. That is what I'm saying. He did absolutely nothing to stop the destruction that's going on in there, but he's being cheered on as though he did the right thing when the outcome was luck. He fought off three guys with one fucking gun. Anything could have gone wrong. Anything could have gone wrong at him for any moment, and he'd be fucking dead or worse, crippled. Like, this is not the kind of America that I want. Does that make sense?
How else do you fight it if your governor is saying, no, we're not going to do anything?
Fighting it is an illusion. You cannot affect the outcome of a wild and angry mob. It is all, this is all political theater that can end at any moment.
If that mob hears, hey, three people got shot by a fucking kid, it might stop more from going out there and doing it too.
No, they're holding rallies about how a white supremacist is executing their brothers in the street and they need more to show up. That's not how fucking war is not stopped by death. It's only exacerbated by it. They're holding rallies over where they were killed saying we need more people without parents to show up and fight in the street like a bunch of silly nillies.
They were doing that before. So what the hell do you want us to do in this situation? Let's pretend that all of a sudden your neighborhood is now in the middle of a fucking riot because you live in LA, which is stupid, by the way. What would you do?
He's got you there.
Let's say you have a fucking group of people outside your house saying, oh, hey, this is where Dick Masterson lives. Let's fucking go because he's a Trump supporter in L.A. And you call the cops and the cops say, oh, fuck you. Sorry, we can't get to you.
If there was an armed mob approaching my house, they're going to have the leg day of a lifetime because I live about a mile straight up a mountain. By the time they get here, they're not going to be able to stand. First of all, secondly, if there was a mob descending on my house, I would booby trap this fucking thing like it's Home Alone and I would be out of town. I would be gone. There is no thing or possession on earth that would possess me to risk my life for it. None. Family only, and then maybe. Only half of them.
And they track you down again. How many times do you say, okay, I'm just going to retreat and let them win this one time. Maybe the next time I'll stop them. At some point, you have to put your foot down and say, no. Fuck
no.
Off.
No. That's part of being old. The contest between man and steer is uncertain. There is no reason to get into a gunfight over any of this shit that will go away the second the election is over.
It's been 100 fucking days. It's not going away.
Yeah. So then why risk your life for it? I mean, it's literally not going away. You're not going to stop it. It sucks to hear, but there is no stopping it.
Someone has to do something. It's been 100 fucking days.
You know how I feel about someone having to do something, right?
Yeah, I know. I've been listening to you for over a year now.
Well, what do you think's going to happen? Like, he's going to be the William Wallace of the 3% and they're going to band together and do what?
At this point, something has to be done. 32 people are dead. 33 now. After that one guy got fucking executed in Portland last night.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars in property.
Poof. Billions.
And it's not just property. It's people's lives. People's entire everything that they worked for gone in an instant. And then you have the left being a bunch of fucking retards saying, oh, they have insurance. Insurance doesn't cover most of this shit. I don't know of any insurance policies that have a fucking insurrection policy.
I know. I'm not betting on insurance, but you're never going to convince me to risk your life for... I mean, if this was like... I mean, listen. The reality is I am Mel Gibson in The Patriot. That's me. Let the house burn. Don't let the kids go fight in this war. Just stop. Just stop and let them do whatever they want. There's no reason to risk it. I mean, that's what... Like, this argument has been played out for thousands of years.
Mel Gibson eventually jumped into it.
He jumped into it when they kidnapped his son. That's what it took. Like, that is literally what it took. It wasn't the fucking house that got burned down or the stupid 1% tax or whatever it was. It's that they took his fucking family. That's what it would take. And I hope everybody holds themselves to that standard.
To eventually. We already have people fucking executing people just because of a red hat they wore. It's not even a fucking MAGA hat. It's a red hat.
I know. I understand. I'm just saying, stay home and live through it because it will...
What the house is all you have? And I'm borrowing all this from Toilet, by the way. Thank you, Toilet.
What else do you do? What do you mean, what else do you do?
You can't just... Eventually, they will come for you. You can't just say, I'm going to run away this one time. I don't have the luxury of running away. I don't have $1 million podcast. I can't just uproot my entire life and move somewhere else. What am I supposed to do if they come for me? Am I just supposed to lay down and say, oh, there goes my entire house. There goes my car.
No, you run.
Fuck me. There goes my job, too.
Yeah, run. Always run. It's you can't run when you're dead.
And then what happens when they come to that place?
Run again. You can run. You can run for a long, long time. You can run forever. I promise.
They're gonna fucking catch the end of it, and then again, what? Turn in on themselves?
You're acting like this is a zombie invasion, but it's just a political ad. Like all of this is. The COVID is just a scam to roll up the wealth of the country, and these riots are highly politicized ads.
Everything is highly politicized.
Yeah, you've got the Biden side is saying, look at how hard we're resisting this fascist. Like Trump caused
my question is,
it's whipping people up. Biden, fucking bad
Biden
news,
wins,
man.
Do you honestly think they're going to turn on their side and say, oh, no more riots?
No,
I sincerely doubt Biden's going to have the balls to do that.
I think there will be riots forever because the middle class was destroyed by COVID. Like I said that on day one of COVID.
The middle class has been destroyed years ago.
No. It's been decimated. Like, Sean, if you remember.
The middle class was decimated by the recession. It was
which
shrunk.
One? 2008?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Big time.
It's been fucked increasingly, but they did it so bad this time that I don't think it's recoverable. If you will remember,
on day one
of COVID, I said, if they lock us down, there's going to be 20 million people out of work, one cop will fuck up and kill a black guy, and then we will have riots forever. Mm. I said that on this fucking show, and it is happening. It will never end. These people are never going to get jobs. Like, Amazon now owns the country. Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, the FANG stocks own the United States. And there is going to be a contingent of, fatherless men that fight for the rest of the existence of this country. You cannot stop it because you cannot bring the wealth back into this country. It just won't happen. So for God's sakes, live and survive somewhere where you can. Like, that is the only, always about survival.
You're having the catch-22 argument.
Here's my question.
But the old Italian guy.
Yeah, this is an old man's argument.
Why do I have to give it up again when they come again? At some point, you can't run away anymore. You don't have time to build it up and to keep destroying it.
Man, do you...
You can't just spread over and over again and spread your ass and say, oh yeah, just jam it in deeper, please. I'm not going to run this time. Oh, no. You have to fucking stand up to these people and stop them.
You lure them in and then you hit them with the crones.
And then you make them fall in love with you. Then you have
I'll just get Captain Insano to start farting at them really badly. Yeah.
Do you know how much cock you have to take up your ass to be successful in life? Like, I mean, this kid doesn't own anything or have anything. If you're going to own a business in this country, you are fucked every single day so deeply that it will make these riots seem like nothing to you. The amount of workers' comp and theft and hurdles you have to jump.
Workers' composition is the same as someone throwing a fucking Molotov cocktail through my window.
What's the difference? It's money.
It's
workers' compensation is for people getting people faking getting injured on your property at your business. Like the amount of fucked you have to give will make this riot seem like fucking nothing to you. And it's like that all the way up. I promise you, if you are upset like this and you think that there's like an avenue where you can be a success and not have to deal with getting raped every single day of your life,
incorrect.
Keep dreaming. Yeah. That is not how the world works. All
Sadly.
The way down to the fucking fabric of our currency.
I have something to say right now then.
Okay.
Both of those things are happening right now anyway. You're getting fucked both ways.
Yeah.
So why not try to stop at least one of them from happening?
You can't! You cannot stop it! You can... I think everybody's seen too much fucking Rambo. Actually, you cannot stop this!
Yeah.
It's been engineered!
The Koreans back in the LA riots in 92.
It's in the system.
Yeah, but they didn't stop anything.
Those guys...
They stopped their buildings from getting burned down.
Those guys, God bless. You know what?
Maybe.
Then do it. Go be William Wallace and protect the car dealerships. I don't know what you want me to say. Like, don't make the kids do it.
No, those
guys
get
at home.
Disemboweled, unfortunately.
Do not make the kids do it. Keep them at home. I don't want.
No one made him do it. He chose to do it himself. He's 17.
you can't, literally you cannot choose when you're 17. That you can't choose to sign a contract because your fucking brain's not developed yet and everybody knows it.
For Christ's sakes, who the fuck cares? I can't, now you're 21, you can't smoke, you can't drink. There's a bunch of shit now you can't do because you're 21, now you're 8. Who the, why
you can't
the
rent
fuck
a car.
Do you care what the legal age is? You're 17. That kid's more than smart enough to realize, hey, maybe I should go and try to do something to help.
I care about the age because I think that people together can manipulate young people into doing things they wouldn't otherwise do. Like, I think that running army ads on during football games should be illegal if smoking is illegal. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think they should all be able to do it. But if we're saying that smoking ads are illegal, but McDonald's ads are not and army ads are not, I got a big fucking problem with that because both of them are brainwashing kids.
So then would you say you're on the side of Ocasio-Cortez, who was against like the army advertising and the fucking the Call of Duty game? Twitch.
If you can't advertise cigarettes and liquor, you damn sure shouldn't be allowed to advertise the army. And I personally don't want my tax dollars being paid to advertise fucking military adventurism to children. I don't like that. I don't want to fucking pay for it, and I have to or else I'll get shot. So where's the mob? Where is this mob that everyone's so fucking concerned about if it's not that one? If it's not the daily rape I'm enduring from my money getting used for shit that I fucking hate. That's the mob I'm worried about, not people burning down auto zones.
Well, then how about I'm asking where the fuck is my tax dollars going there paying the police to just sit on their ass and not fucking do anything?
Well, you're going to have to take that up with your mayor because that's who's doing it.
I live with a mayor that's Republican, so he actually, is going to do that shit because I moved to a place.
Well, then there you go.
My parents' place.
You can run after all, Blacklight. You ran to a place that supports your values. I mean, then
I first moved out. I live in a fucking heavily Republican area anyway when I moved here with my mom when I was like 2 years old.
Yeah. So you lucked out then. I don't know. What do you want me to say? It sounds like running is working fine for you. It will work fine for me. Okay. Do you have anything else? We've been yelling at each other for a while.
Well, I mean, I think sometimes you need at least a decent yelling match to make the show kind of interesting.
I agree with you. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate
well
you.
Well done.
Thank you for not killing yourself.
Yes.
All right, Blacklight.
Yeah.
Get out of here. It'll be okay.